This is Mike Strong in Hayes for High Plains Public Radio. When I started with Yuval Noah Harari's Homo Deus, I expected to jog along with a fun and clever assessment of human history and its near future as a cyborg-like merger of human and computer. But I had trouble early on. Dr. Harari repeatedly throws out a flurry of proclamations, often sweeping claims as arguments, then follows them with his intended conclusion. Sometimes sweeping, sometimes head-scratching, not always adding up. Then there are terms about which he seems to have a slightly skewed understanding. I collided with his usage of cognitive revolution almost from the start. According to Harari, the cognitive revolution occurred 70,000 years ago, causing the Homo sapiens mind to shift, turning the species from an insignificant African ape, as he says, into modern humans as, quote, ruler of the world. I looked for supportive context or attribution in the text, but it wasn't there. Nor was there any footnote for the claim. I knew the term from a different context entirely. I Googled to be sure. Cognitive revolution was the name of a 1950s multidisciplinary movement, now cognitive science, studying the mind and its workings. I could find no reference about Harari's usage until I added Harari or Homo Deus to the search terms. Then I got hits on Homo Deus and Sapiens, his previous book where the cognitive revolution is the title of the very first section of Sapiens. This is where Harari sets out a theory of sapiens cognition as a basis for the next brain change. When we get to Homo Deus, Harari states, this revolution resulted from a few small changes in the sapiens DNA and a slight rewiring of the sapiens brains. Another rewiring of our brain will suffice to launch a second cognitive revolution. Using, he continues, genetic engineering, nanotechnology, and brain-computer interfaces. I looked for further source information on Harari's claim. The best I came up with was an arguable theory about a population bottleneck some 70,000 to 60,000 years ago, caused by an extinction when a volcano in Indonesia Toba erupted 74,000 years ago. The theory, now mostly refuted, was that Toba's eruption lowered temperatures around the world, wiping out many species, dropping the human population drastically. Recent studies looking at sediment cores around the world for 100 years before and 200 years after Toba erupted showed no signs of species die-offs. Any effect was mild enough that it did not show up in the sediment layers. Depending on source, Homo sapiens is believed to have emerged about 300,000 years ago, or even 400,000 years ago, and it was in Europe at least by 200,000 years ago, a skull found in Greece just dated to 210,000 years ago. Throw in speculation about big chills at 195,000 and a possibility that humans dropped to as little as 40 people or 60 people or a few thousand people or were not always that plentiful anyway or came from a small group which left Africa at some time or other. In East Asia, human remains in China have been dated to 100,000 years ago. In Japan, there is evidence of watercraft 84,000 years ago in Honshu. Those early East Asia dates argue against Harari's theory. Harari doesn't tell us where he got the term. Could he have stumbled on cognitive revolution on his own? Fact-checking at the publisher should have revealed this term in prior use. Nor could I find any reference by Harari referencing the 1950s movement of that name. The same doubt goes for assumptions about brain changes 70,000 years ago. What we have of skulls doesn't show a change in brain dimensions. But there is very little we can say with certainty about our origins. That makes doubtful Harari's prediction that we are about to redesign our own species by attaching computing devices to our brains. This is Mike Strong in Hayes.